We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Friday afternoon. It is beautiful, bright sunshine. We have made it. Congratulations, self high fives all the way around. I am an admirer of the initiatives and the outside-the-box thinking that we see so often from our friends over at the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Administration. I am someone, as you know, who cares about the agents in the field, and I also care about those who find themselves addicted to substances. And the educational programs, the Red Ribbon Campaign, remembering Kiki Camerana, the Take Back Day, these are all wonderful, wonderful ideas that the DEA has put forward over the years. Well, they've done it again, and I wanted to bring in somebody to speak on this. Jared Forge is the special agent in charge of the DEA's Washington Division, which encompasses our Richmond District office, and I'm just happy he's here. Jared, thank you for being here.
Hi, Jeff. How are you?
I am doing well, and I'm just so appreciative that you could make some time for us and talk a little bit about this brand new Operation Engage program you guys are rolling out.
Yep, you got it, Jeff. Well, I appreciate you having me and getting the message out on this operation. So Operation Engage, just generally speaking, it's our new comprehensive. It's a community-based initiative aimed directly at reducing drug misuse and overdose deaths in our area through better partnerships. And so what that means is what we're going to try to do is connect with these communities, with the Richmond community and other communities throughout Virginia, raise awareness of the local drug threats while attempting to change attitudes to reduce drug misuse, and also by supporting our community partners, coalitions, businesses to aid, impact, and ensure lasting success. So that's, in a nutshell, Jeff, what we're trying to do with this important operation.
And so what are some of the new ideas? Because you guys really have been involved, I would dare say, in all of those areas in the past. So what makes this different?
Well, you're right. We've been involved with this for a long time. Of course, DEA is involved in enforcement. That's obviously what we do. We work with our state and local and federal law enforcement partners, but that's not the only, you know, thing that we need to be involved in. We need to work with our communities. It's an all hands approach to deal with the drug overdoses that we're seeing, particularly in 2020, where we saw record overdoses. And I don't know if 2021 is going to be much better. So we're very concerned about this drug epidemic, especially during the COVID pandemic, and putting those two together is a recipe for disaster. So with that being said, Operation Engage is we're going to work with our communities throughout Virginia, and it allows us to be flexible in Virginia and kind of use the program the way that we see fit. So with that being said, we're going to look to educate our young people and work with schools and health departments and businesses, public health professionals, families, and our kids, teaching them about the threats in our neighborhoods, and what we can do to educate our members of our community on the drug threats and steps to reduce that overdose.
Jared Forche is joining us. He is the special agent in charge of the DEA's Washington Division. Let's talk a little bit about the crises that we see. You know, we heard a lot about the opioid crisis, but it seems to me, and I'm just a civilian at this point looking in, Jared, but I look at it and think, wow, there are so many different areas where people face challenges and difficulties. You've got the cartels operating out of Mexico who I think in some cases have been smarter than many of us in the United States, because they predicted in many ways what Americans were going to find themselves addicted to.
Right. You're exactly right, Jeff. And you see, you mentioned the cartels are in Mexico. The cartels are in Richmond. I mean, they're in our communities here in Virginia.
Wow.
So we need to have that awareness. I mean, drug trafficking for them is it's a business, right? And they're trying to make money, and they want to expand their user base. They want more addicts, to be honest, and that's what they're looking to do. So, you know, to put things in perspective, we have already. So if you look at the numbers for 2020, and sometimes to get these stats are a little behind, but if you look at the first 9 months of 2020, which is the numbers that we have now for Virginia, it far surpassed all the overdoses for the entire Commonwealth of Virginia in just a 9-month period. It broke a record for 1 year on record, and we're only counting those first 9 months of 2020, broke a record for the entire year, and we didn't even finish the year. We don't have those numbers. And you look at our CDC numbers that came out, everything's breaking records. Yeah. And so what we've seen, you're right, we've had an overdose problem for many years, and it first started with prescription pills to heroin. But now what we're seeing, and I'm sure many of your listeners have heard about the dangers of fentanyl.
Yep.
So fentanyl has been increasingly in our communities. It's much more potent. It's cheaper. It's cheaper to buy on the street. But it's also a lot cheaper for the Mexican cartels to produce it. So we're seeing this very troubling trend of increased amounts of fentanyl in our neighborhoods, including the streets of Richmond, and that's causing a lot of deaths.
Wow. Are we seeing an uptick, and is it, do you think, related to the restrictions we saw with COVID-19, where people, you know, in some cases were pretty much under house arrest, you know, with nothing to do? Were there people that said, oh, well, this is a great time to try something that's really bad for me?
Yep, I do. The answer to your question, yes.
Yeah.
So we were already seeing disturbing numbers. And like I said, it's mostly because of fentanyl. We're seeing fentanyl by itself. It's extremely deadly. You only need 2 milligrams to overdose on it. And so that trend was already happening. The Mexican cartels are increasingly pushing out the fentanyl itself, but also what they're doing is they're lacing the fentanyl into all other drugs. You're seeing it mixed with methamphetamine, cocaine, and even pills. So people that may be abusing pills while illegal, right, like OxyContin, but right, what they're getting is they're taking OxyContin, it's already mixed with fentanyl. And so people are overdosing, a lot of kids are overdosing it, and then you mix in the COVID-19 pandemic along with the drug epidemic, it's a recipe for disaster, and I think that's what we're seeing. You know, we see quarantine, kids not in schools, it's affecting our communities a lot, and that definitely is exacerbating the drug epidemic.
One of the things that I've always found interesting, and I hope you won't mind weighing in on it, I look at this bizarre marketing that drug dealers use, right? It would seem to me, if you are selling somebody a product and you know it's laced with fentanyl, as an example, and you know that there are going to be people that OD on it, you'd be thinking, well, geez, I'm killing off my customer base, probably not a good move. But the reverse is true, right? There are a lot of addicts who go, oh my gosh, wow, this must be really good. I got to roll the dice on what this guy is pushing.
That's correct, and that's exactly what they're looking to do. So, for instance, if somebody is taking an oxy pill illegally, right,
mm-hmm.
and a drug dealer puts in a little bit of fentanyl, it may not be a deadly amount, but it's obviously going to create an addict. The user of that pill is going to get a much different high, a much stronger high, and that's going to create a brand new customer base, right? So that's what we're seeing. And this also relates to methamphetamine. We're seeing a huge increase of methamphetamine trafficking in Virginia.
Wow.
That's another troubling trend. And the commonality here is fentanyl and methamphetamine are both synthetic drugs. So what that means is you have the Mexican cartels producing synthetic drugs in these super labs in Mexico and then pumping these chemicals onto the streets of the United States.
Wow. Wow. Are we making any headway at all, Jared, for those of us that have watched every season of Narcos and have, you know, seen everything on Netflix? Are we making any progress at all in sort of turning off that spigot?
We are. This is an ongoing war, if you will, against drug trafficking. This is something that is not going to go away overnight. Drugs are a part of our community, and so it's similar to a war on crime. I mean, you can never stop crime, right? I mean, you can do a lot of different things to mitigate it. It's the same thing with drug trafficking, and it takes all hands approach. It takes all of us, and that's what's great about Operation Engage, is we're empowering our people in our community, community leaders and parents and even the workforce to our kids. Let's talk about prevention, education, awareness. And that's something, as you noted earlier in your show, that's something that DEA has been involved with in a long time. Yeah. But that's one component, working the streets of Richmond at a law enforcement capacity to continue in, doing our law enforcement with our partners in Mexico. So it's an all-hands approach that we all need to participate in.
Jared Forget has been joining us, the special agent in charge of the DEA's Washington division. Now, Jared, we've been talking about the Commonwealth of Virginia, but I'm sitting here as a North Shore guy, as a Swampscott guy, and I'm thinking, Jared sounds like he's got a piece of the other Commonwealth in him as well. Am I hearing that right?
You are, from Massachusetts,
okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Red Sox fan, I hope.
Almost, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, all right. God, I'd have to yell at Barbeauty if you weren't. All right. Listen, I appreciate you being here, Jared. I really do. This is vital work that you guys do, and I hope you know that. You probably don't hear it on a regular basis. You should. There are a lot of us out here, particularly parents, particularly those of us that are former law enforcement. We look at what you guys do and are just blown away and are so appreciative of the challenges you face and the sacrifices you make that you need to know you're all, and I mean each of you, in our thoughts and prayers on a regular basis.
No, and I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on the show, Jeff. And talk to your kids. One message I could end on is talk to your kids. Be open. Talk about the consequences of drugs. I'm sure you have a lot of great listeners that do it, but don't ever take it for granted. Just have that open communication, that open line of communication with your kids, and talk about the drug threat.
Absolutely. Jared, thank you for being here, my friend. That is Jared Forget. He is the special agent in charge of the Washington Division for the Drug Enforcement Administration. That division is responsible. It oversees our Richmond District Office. Some great people there. You may have heard me mention Barbeauty. That's Mike Barbeauty. If you remember, Mike was the assistant special agent in charge here in Richmond for a number of years. Did a great job. I mean, really elevated the DEA's Richmond District Office. And he got tapped to go up to the D.C. area. Mike is now the big boss. He's the special agent in charge for the DEA's National Training Academy in Quantico. So there are a lot of good folks that have come through Richmond. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.